Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The U.S. Supreme Court has been hearing arguments today in a case that could fundamentally change the way we use the Internet. CNET editor-at-large Ian Schur is with us on WCBS. Ian, good to talk with you again. So this all started with a lawsuit against Google. Tell us about that.
Yeah, essentially what happened was that a family of a victim of a terror attack sued Google and said, look, you guys are responsible for allowing this terrorist content to be on YouTube. And also, by the way, talk about social media, Facebook, Twitter, whomever else, that they're not doing enough to pull it down quick enough. So in a very interesting way, the case that was heard today, and there's another one being heard tomorrow, are kind of two sides of this coin of, you know, are tech companies accidentally aiding and abetting terrorism by not doing enough to pull down this harmful speech? And on the other end of it, you know, should they, are they really just doing a bad job at even dealing with this issue in the first place?
But at its heart, is this a First Amendment free speech issue?
That is what's really fascinating here, right? Where, generally speaking, the First Amendment says that the government cannot decide what companies will put on their websites, right? That's kind of a very central idea here. And so the idea that, okay, well, when it comes to terrorism, we're going to have a different set of rules, and now we're going to start holding the companies accountable, is part of this whole debate. And, you know, it's worth noting that this whole Section 230, you probably have heard of it a lot, it actually creates an immunity shield for tech companies for what you and I post on the websites. And if that were to go away, which is some people in D.C. want to have happen, and that's what could happen as a result of these lawsuits, that could fundamentally alter the way that companies have to deal with stuff that we post.
Right. And we have just 30 seconds left. How might it impact how we use social media?
Well, most of the experts believe one of three things will happen. Either the companies are going to really restrict the amount of stuff that's published, so essentially trying to keep stuff from getting in trouble. The second thing that could happen is that they could decide, you know what, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to have the Wild West again. And then the third one is that potentially they could start trying to figure out, okay, how can we do this correctly, right? And most people, by the way, believe one and two is going to be the one that happens, not the third.
All right, Ian, thank you. That's Ian Schur at CNET.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.